Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
There is this story out this morning talking about how malls are starting to charge for the best parking spots, and people are hating it.
Yeah, I don't go to Cherry Creek because of that.
Right.
Yeah,
everyone was pissed when they started doing that. But I guess malls all across the country are still are looking to do like preferred or premium parking. They're roping off certain spots. Specifically, they're targeting this mall in New Jersey right now. $2.45 for the first hour at these spots, $2 each additional hour, and a maximum of $10.45 per day. So if you park there for a long time, it's going to cost you like 11 bucks. Now, they say it is all about convenience, whether you're running in for one thing, meeting somebody for lunch in the food court, or you just don't want to hunt for that parking spot. It is additional revenue for the mall. They point to the real estate there, the real estate that is the parking lot. Think about what it costs to maintain them, light them, plow them, secure them. That money's got to come from somewhere, and they're thinking that this money can come from the premium parking spots.
Yeah, charge people more for a place they aren't going to anymore. That's smart.
I know.
That's a really good deal.
I don't know
right
about that.
There.
Our good friends over at Park Meadows Retail Resort, that place is packed
all
the time.
They don't charge for parking.
Packed all the time.
They don't charge, though. That's what I'm saying.
They got valet.
Yeah, but again, that's like if you want to drive your car up and then they park it for you. That's different.
Into
it.
That's a service that,
I'm
into.
That is different. Like, if you're willing to do that, then...
I don't know. Like, you roll over there on a weekend and it's, you know, wall-to-wall cars front to back. I kind of like the $2 or whatever. If I'm just there for an hour, it's worth $2
because it
for
brings
me.
You to the front row right away.
And especially if like you're a mom with a bunch of kids and your hands are full with strollers and all
Shoot,
that.
Shoot, am I into this now?
No.
I'm into it. $2 to be up close with a with a van full of kids.
No,
hell's to the yes.
I already park far away so I can get my steps in. Like that's something I do already. So I don't need to park close. So that I just feel like they're asking the wrong people to pay for parking.
I don't know. If you got some extra cash, though, it might be worth it. I got to ask you, is that tanning place that you go to in a mall?
No.
That?
It's like just a regular little building. They don't ask you to pay for parking. I did go there yesterday, though.
Did you?
I did go there, and I came across the lovely young lady who does my tan, and I cannot remember her name. This has happened to me for weeks now. Like, I cannot remember this poor woman's name. And I am like, I try and do the trick where I go through the alphabet. And I'm like, is it an A? Is it a B? Is it a C? I even asked her the first time I met her. I try and do this trick where I'm like, can you spell your name for me? Especially if it's a unique name. That way I can get a visual in my brain and that helps me retain it a little better. Mm-hmm. Didn't help in this case because I cannot remember this poor woman's name. So I'm sitting there and I'm just like, gosh, do I call the owner and ask her? I feel really sheepish if I do that, you know? So then
no name tag or anything?
Then it hit me. You know what I'm going to do? Instead of paying for the tip with cash, I'm going to ask her for her Venmo. Yes. Genius.
Oh.
I figured it out. So I tipped her through Venmo, and I figured out, what up, Lene? Now I know her name, and I just was, I felt
Lene
so,
all day.
I felt so smart in that moment. I was like, look at you.
Watch you be a problem, nickname or something.
No, it's not, but a problem arose. You found a solution. You took it. We came out strong on the other end of this situation. I was just very proud of myself in that moment, because I forget people's name all the time. And so this little trick, I just say, hey, can I give you a dollar? I don't know how I'm going to get around it in the future. But for this moment where I needed to tip her, it worked perfectly. But if you ever come across that and you can't remember somebody's name,
just ask for their Venmo.
Can I send you a dollar?
We don't have Venmo. I don't have Venmo, though.
I like you so much, I want to send you a dollar. Like, what's your name? What's your phone number? And then it'll tell you their name. So, or you can just scan it. You know, people just give you their Venmo.
Yeah, the little QR code.
You scan it. I'm just telling you.
That's good. I have a fake name in my Venmo, so that wouldn't work for me. But yeah, that's not bad.
You have a fake name?
I do. I don't have my name in my Venmo. I use a fake name because you can change your profile name to anything you want.
Why would you do that?
Privacy. I know there's privacy settings as well, you know, which I've got those locked down, but I just do it as a privacy thing so nobody can go on there and find me.
Your whole life is broadcasted to people.
I know, so
why
that's why there's little chunks of my life I want private.
Your Venmo account,
that's
it for you?
That okay. is it for me.
Right,
so nobody can get on there.
Learn something new.
I know, right? Now, is this going to be a problem if you go back in and you don't remember her name for the Venmo? I guess you can go into recents, right?
No, here's the thing for me now. I've been so embarrassed and this has been such a thing for me. I will not forget this person's name. I see it. In my brain, I see how she spells it. She spells it uniquely. And so I will, this is something I will hang on to for the rest of my life. I'll probably wake up in the middle of the night
screaming, Lene! Lene. Your neighbors are like, what is going
exactly,
on?
Exactly. What's
there?
Happening over
Who is
there?
She been
so.
I didn't know this, but I guess Katie's been talking with the devils.
Well, no.
Are you
that's
talking
not
with
it.
The devil?
It's a trend on TikTok where, you know, where you ask ChatGPT a prompt and then it spits something back out and you post it on TikTok and everybody talks about it. The latest one is you ask ChatGPT, you say this to it, the devil hugged me and started crying. I asked him, why are you crying? He whispered, and then whatever ChatGPT tells you is
Lord.
What you post. Oh, it is.
Is this
going to
give me all sorts of like weird satanic content now on my chat?
Honestly, it makes you feel a little bit about like second guessing your own choices as a person.
Josh,
for me,
you go first.
Oh
heck
ahead.
No.
No, Josh,
I got
Josh
mini
like,
Jesus
hi.
Over
yeah,
here with me.
No. Yeah. I didn't think Josh would just jump no. on this trend at all, but I did. I asked it and it
Shocker.
Said, he whispered, because everyone blames me for the darkness, but no one ever asks who turned off their own light. This is very deep. It goes deep. I mean, I thought it was just going to be some kind of entertaining, funny kind of thing. But
me too.
The responses that people are getting are a lot like that. Like somebody posted, he whispered, because I gave you all the pieces to build your own paradise and you used every single one to craft your personal hell. Like we're doing it wrong, apparently.
All right, I'm going to
bite.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Voice text here. The devil hugged me and started crying. I asked him, why are you crying? He whispered, ... All right, it's thinking. Okay.
What did it say?
Mine says, because I've spent my whole life trying to ruin people, and you're doing a better job than I ever could. What the freak?
Coming
what?
For you.
What?
Coming for Jared today.
I hate this trend.
But it's like,
you're doing a better job than I ever could? Screw you, ChatGPT.
It makes you
I'm going to say that and see what it says. Screw you, ChatGPT.
What does it say? What does ChatGPT say to you? ChatGPT don't
said,
play, Jared.
Fair.